Fighters, it's that time again when you submit the questions that you have about growing a stronger business, and Dan and I tee it up and give our take, his take, my take on how we might approach that situation. I'm super excited to be able to help you guys in this way. If you have a question, send it to help@thecontractorfight.com, and in the subject line, put podcast. It's as simple as that. We'll get that submission and we'll read it live on air here and answer your question for you. So anyway, without further ado, here's today's question. Dan, what's up, man? You ready for some Q&A?
I am ready for some Q&A, Tom.
All right. What do you got today, man? What's on the agenda?
Well, we have got a message from William, and his question is, quote, Tom, I watch your videos every day and it's been a huge eye-opener. But how do I implement these marketing strategies when I continue to struggle with employees? I had to backpedal based on your information because I set up a second van, took on twice the amount of work, and ended up pissing off everybody because I had to stick with my regular subs. So I know the work is coming. And I dropped any new clients and have been 9 weeks behind schedule due to production and this damn weather. How do I take on more and do more sales without pissing off every new client? I need guys, not work.
Yeah, that's so many things going through my head with this one, man. Now, Dan, you know, when we answer a question, we don't always have the full context, right? So sadly, we make mind read a little here, right? So I'm going to bullet point some things that just came to mind when you read that. The first is, and you know this, you're a master at this stuff, but it's setting expectations in the sales process with your clients, right? Like you have to have that conversation up front. The second thing that came to mind was, and this has been a lot on my mind a ton lately, is I don't believe we talk enough about this in the fight. I don't believe the average contractor does enough of this in their day-to-day business, but that's training. I think, you know, if we're having people problems, now I'm not talking about the people that are shitty character and they, you know, you hire them and they don't show up and they're morons, right? I'm talking about like, you hire somebody, they're a good person, maybe their skill's not where it needs to be, their customer service isn't where it needs to be and this and that, and then they kind of wash out over time. I just don't think there's enough training going on and what that really means and accountability behind that. And so I would share with William that this is where like time blocking comes in, right? You, no matter what's being thrown at you as a business owner, you still have to block some time out to work on the business and some of those higher level things. And I know that's tough. It's really tough. You know that too. I mean, if he's X amount of weeks out, having a hard time finding guys, all like everybody is. So you got to just go, what's going to differentiate and make people want to stay here? It's going to be giving them a future and a ladder they can climb and, you know, that steady work and stuff. But I think it comes down to investing in those people. So those are the first couple things that came to my mind. And then the last thing that came to my mind just quickly off the top was, this is a who do I need question. So I would encourage William to just really write down everything he does in a week, in a day, whatever. Get super brutal about saying no to the things that he doesn't do best that are going to move the business forward. And I think training would be one of those things. You can be taught how to train people. And I would go, and it's funny because I'm sitting here going, he needs people, and I'm telling him to hire a who, right? So, but again, you know, back to the way we roll here with the mindset stuff, it's like, put your focus on something, I think it shows up. You put your focus on, I can't find guys, you're not going to find guys. You put your focus on, I need a X position in the company, and you self-talk your way into that shit happening. It's like you attract it. And so those are the things that came to my mind without knowing the full context. And then I guess the last thing would be, make sure you raise your prices, you know, like, which should go without saying, because, you know, everybody right now should be raising their prices because consumers are having a hard time finding a contractor. It's that simple. I mean, like literally in the last 24 hours, Lee has left, my queen, she's left three messages for somebody that she wants to come wash the windows and hang Christmas lights in the house. Because our normal Christmas lights guy isn't answering his phone because I think he changed his number. And so whatever, it is what it is. So she got a name from a neighbor, called yesterday at like 9 a.m, called at 4:30 at the end of the day, left another voicemail, and called this morning at 8:30. All right, now some of you listening to this are going, what the fuck, Tom? Your woman sounds like she's a pain in the ass and she's lighting this guy's phone up. No, you see, people want what they want when they want it, and they want to check shit off their list. Okay? And so in my world, if you don't pick your phone, I know I'm getting to something different here, but if you don't pick your phone up and or at least return a call within minutes as a business today, you are in the Stone Ages. So that's all I'm going to say on that because I don't want to get crazy enough. But my point is like, answer your damn phone, communicate with people, and yeah.
The squirrel moment. Yeah, and then
yeah, total squirrel moment.
But get like, the easy layup neighbor light install when you're doing it anyway. Yeah, so yeah, my thoughts when I read this, again, we got to figure out punctuation on some of these things. That was even hard to read. But the expectations and the training, and that's actually, William, go back to last week's Friday Fails, because that's what I spoke about, is the fear that we have when we're trying to scale and getting the human resources part of that equation done correctly and successfully. But I'm going to touch base on the marketing strategy side and how he has to back off with that because he feels like production's getting out of hand. And it ties into your comment about raising your prices. Mm-hmm. You know, keep marketing, keep finding the better customers that will pay what you're looking for, but never stop marketing. Like, you'll figure out the production side, you'll get some more people going, but there's no better situation to be in than being able to select who you work for because you have an abundance of leads. So these two things are two separate problems. And I would just encourage William not to nuke marketing just because he's running behind schedule.
If anything, I'd step on the gas and build the brand. I mean, don't we say this like every week here?
I think we have said build the brand.
Like build the you want to find people, build the brand.
Yeah.
Like don't stop, invest more, level up your brand and be more visible, be more attractive. I don't know what part of the country he's in, but if he's certainly in a colder climate where things slow down in the winter and stuff, mm-hmm. guys are going to be looking for jobs. I think look at the ideal age of an employee that you want to hire. And my guess is they're probably 18 to 30 or somewhere in there, right? And so they're fucking on Instagram. So be visible on Instagram and all that other shit. So
Yeah. And they all want to go to a company that's got work stacked to the horizon as well. So mm-hmm. fill that pipeline and make it known that you're looking because you've got too much work.
And I think I want to go back to, did you have anything else?
No, nope, that's it.
With the marketing. Yeah. I would also, I don't know what he has for a team right now, but if he has any employees right now, well, first of all, he mentioned subs. So he's leaning back on some subs. So love up on those subs right now, right? Treat them like gold. Guys, train them too. Train them how to offer a better service and customer service and train them how to pre-plan a job better so that they can be more successful as your sub and things like that. Hey, you know, I mean, I was sharing the other day, I was on somebody else's podcast. My uncle's a painting contractor and the first, I was 40 something years ago, he gave a bid to this builder and he's been with that builder for like 40, 45 years now, which is crazy.
Amazing.
They have a great relationship. He turns in a bill every Tuesday and gets a check every Friday for 45 years. Okay. So like you talk about, and he submitted the bid and the builder called him in and he says, "Hey Roy, I need you to sit down here. I got to talk to you about your bid." And of course he's thinking, "Oh, I'm too high." Right. And he says, "Dude, if you do the job for me at this rate, you're going to lose your ass." Because this guy was, before he was a builder, he was a painting contractor. And so he taught him how to do a proper takeoff off of a blueprint. And he taught them about a different way of looking at some things and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he literally mentored him on, it was a big ass mansion is what it was. The guy was building his own personal mansion and he didn't want my uncle to lose his ass.
Right.
You know, and so talk about creating some loyalty with somebody, you know, and they've had their scuffles through the years, like everybody has, but those of you who are listening or William here, you know, love up on your subs, teach them how to be more successful, you know, send them, go to thecontractorfight.com/book and get them a free copy of our book, The Winning the Contractor Fight, and give it to them. Like, you know, spread the word and level them up and strengthen them. And at the same time, if you have an employee or two right now, man, your number one job is to guide and mentor and coach them in every little thing. And work side by side with them. Understand that in the big picture, that's one of the best investments that you can make.
Yeah, it's a huge misconception. People feel that you can't train subs or set the expectations with subs. I do it. I've always done it in my business. That's all I've used. But I coach the hell out of my guys just so they win. And so they can also see blind spots in the business for me. You know, once they're educated and have business intelligence, they're all pulling in the same direction. So yeah, I think William got a lot of good info this session to guide him forward.
Good shit. Well, dude, it's always fun hanging out with you. And we will catch you next time on the Q&A episode. We're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.